In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The gospel just continues for us the theme of Christmas, that the child to be the child born for us on Christmas Day is the Son of God, that he is true God and true man. And in this, he has authority over all the elements of the earth. We see that Jesus walks on the water. He brings the wind to die down, that our Lord has authority over the elements, But the gospel also wants us to understand that in our walk with Christ, we may enter storms in our life. We may pass through storms, through trials, and that it's not to say that we're not going to avoid storms and trials, but that with Jesus at our side, we will be able to endure them. We will be able to pass through them. As the disciples were on the boat, they were being tossed about. When Jesus came toward them and got into the boat, the storm ceased. It's just to remind us that no matter what we pass through in life, with Jesus, we can endure all things. It's just to give us confidence that no matter what cross we're carrying or what trials we go through or difficulties we face in life, whatever the storm is in our life, that with Jesus we'll be able to pass through it and reach the other side. And it's just to give us confidence to trust our Lord. As he says, take courage, do not be afraid. And another way to say this is so beautifully, Jesus, I trust in you, the Divine Mercy Devotion. Jesus, I trust in you. That we put our courage and our trust in Christ, that we are not to fear. No matter what we face in this world, we are not to be afraid. How can we be afraid in knowing our loving Savior, our loving and merciful Savior is with us, that we have nothing to fear in this world? May we continue to be filled with joy in this Christmas season and continue to reflect upon these divine mysteries of the Christ child who has been born to us, to bring us to share in his divine life, and to bring us to share an eternal life with him forever in heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.